Tim. What's happening? I'm glad you came back.
How you doing this evening, Jack?
Yeah, I made it back okay.
The old handheld wasn't doing the greatest job for me. Running along the freeway, I didn't have the magnet mount up or nothing.
I don't see, Tim, when you got a handheld, you have to, you know, you have to go with the, well, I don't show you, do the rules, play the rules, but that's how it works, those repeaters out that way. You got to have it straight up in the air, and you can talk. I don't know if you have that 771G, that Nagoya. I don't know what's on it or not. Over.
Yeah, I had the 771 on it. They're holding it straight up in the air. But so you're running 75 miles an hour too, so that doesn't help at all. The antenna's all bouncing around. So when I could hear you, it was cutting it out. See, the antenna's kind of flimsy, so it was doing a lot of bouncing. But I could hear the Bob up there pretty good while close I was right in his area.
Because you'll probably be close to Bob. Bob got same repeater as Mount Clemens, and this is WIUG 88.
Crossing right by the neck of the woods, I come back out of Sault Ste. Marie and cross the Mackinac. And, he's probably about 15 minutes up the road at 75 south. From Mackinac, and I could hear him really good. So that's probably making a difference. But every time you keyed, it was cutting on and off. I was holding it up straight up and down, moved around a bit. But the antenna was bouncy, so that probably had something to do with it. My mobiles, I had both mobiles with me, but cousin didn't have no cigarette lighter in a brand new truck. It's all USB. No cigarette lighter in there. So I couldn't hook my radio up.
See, you know, you were on, what was that, TYT, that 9800, when you had that with you?
I had that with me, and I had the other one, the DB20G, I had that with me. Both magnet mounts, but I went up in a group, but he didn't have a cigarette lighter and the power that I had to tap into something else. So. It's a brand new truck, so I just stuck with the handheld.
You're saying, now Tim, Amazon sells those, if you're going to be on a handheld with a magnet mount, Amazon sells those connection, the connector and your radio, that handheld, and that antenna. Over.
Oh yeah, I got some of those connections. Screws on top of the radio, changes over to the cables, so you can hook the 50-ohm cables. I have some of them, but I didn't think I needed it. So once I got in the truck and we left home, I was like, oh, he doesn't have a cigarette lighter. So I'm like, okay. Looks like I won't be using those radios. I put some frequencies in up there to talk to some of the loggers who were hunting that up there in Ontario. Some of the loggers are on like a 151 frequency. When you're coming up the road, you got to let them know you're coming in because they'd be cooking up those dirt roads with loads of lumber.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, up that way is a different way, I guess. Tim, we got that 50 watt, okay? You know, I don't see any of these 50 watt radio that has a cigarette lighter. So, or you have to connect it through the fuse box or straight from the battery. And the way I look at it, straight from a battery is your best bet. Over.
Oh, but yeah, that's what it is. But maybe he bought an adapter to switch it to a cigarette lighter. That's what it came with, so that's what I was using it for. I could probably cut the cigarette lighter off it, tap it into a fuse box somewhere. Be fine.
I still said you should have took that DB20G with you. You would have done a lot better with that DB20G. Over.
Did I brought both radios? And they only have a cigarette lighter plug. He didn't have a cigarette lighter plug in his new truck. Got everything else. I could have run my power converter probably and plugged it into the regular power outlet, but he only had USB.
So that Jeep he got doesn't have cigarette lighter. That's what you're telling me?
So he got a GMC Denali. 2500 diesel, no cigarette lighter plugs. It's got everything in it but that.
That's a new one. That's where they don't put that cigarette lighter no more. GM stopped doing that a long time ago. No cigarette lighter. They don't want nobody smoking the car. That's what it is. Over.
Maybe so. I don't know. I might have messed up my radio too when I got it out of the bag because it rode 18 hours out, 18 hours back in a bag, and my face come off of it, but it was still plugged in. But now it's not letting me do no scanning or do anything. It's just locked in as one frequency. So I was trying to figure out what's going on with the radio.
I don't know, but you should reset it back. It might work. Over.
I know how to do it. If I do a factory reset, then I probably have to reprogram it. So I'll have to figure out what's going on. Maybe tomorrow I'll play with it and see what it's doing. But I rode with the face off with just the cord holding it, and so it doesn't let me change anything.
Yeah, you see, I don't have that 98, that the one you're saying. I don't have that. I got the 9600. The 9600 is very easy the 9600 is with the GPS, and it's easy to program.